Okay! Wow, I'm very excited, I don't know why. Very long, I never bring the camera into the car already. Okay, so far. Sorry, I'm a bit excited, no? Because, like I say, I've been not doing my videos in the car. I've been doing my videos in my office. Then, sometimes, in my office. I got different office, lah. Okay. So let's cut the crap, okay? So today I'm going to touch on a very important topic. Okay, I realize if you join my Telegram group, right, please join my Telegram group if you are not an agent. If you're not an agent, please join my Telegram group, because in my Telegram group, right, I do a lot of interaction and I do a lot of updates. I will keep you updated with what is happening, my views. I will tell you some of the secrets that is happening and what are my views and perspective about it. Okay, so you can join my Telegram group. If you go to the description, the link is there. On Linktree, you can actually click and join my Telegram group. Okay, so recently in my Telegram group, I also say a lot of things lah. Then blah blah. I say I came up with a topic. I feel that like everybody is trying to talk to about property in YouTube, but again, you know, I've been doing this for many years. You see me and join me before COVID until COVID end, and I'm still here. So today, let's cut the crap, sorry. Okay, so what should Singaporeans, young Singaporeans, or maybe you are not young, but this is your first time buying a house, okay? So what should young Singaporeans buy in order to walk the correct path of property investment? Okay, so this is a very special topic today. Definitely, I can say that this video, right, is the one and only video with no overlapping. Okay, why do I say so? Because now in HDB market, right, BTO has been separated into different categories. So we have the standard, we have the plus, we have the prime living. So I think in the recent news, the government also released that there's this subsidiary clawback. I think, I don't know how much was it, but there's also MOP 10 years and whatsoever for the BTO section. So this will actually pour over into the resale section later on, which is like 15 years, 20 years later. So this is the special section that is appearing lah. So if you look at the current pricing as well as the current ruling for HDB and everything that's going on, is the view still the same as 5 years ago, where people say that young Singaporeans should buy this, young Singaporeans should buy this, what is the correct path? Okay, so I want to talk about this today, because to me, right, I feel that the correct path, number one, okay, lies with how much you have and what you can afford first. But before that, yes, I know this is crap, right? Aaron, don't talk cock. This one is everybody's thinking the same thing. Yes, correct. But I want to emphasize on this, because first of all, right, let's talk about it in a very direct way. Because if I can afford EC today, okay, if I can afford EC today, I will still want to walk the path of a brand new EC. Okay, so let's put it this way. I'm talking a brand new EC, not your resale EC. So if I can walk the path today, I get a wife, you have to get a wife, if not you cannot buy a brand new EC, ma. So I get a wife, then I buy a brand new EC, okay? So we are going to be as realistic and as materialistic, as rational as we can in this topic, because this topic is not about, the topic is not about, it's not about the possibilities, you know, we have to be very direct, because this is a topic on walking the correct investment route in my perspective, okay? In my perspective means my views, doesn't mean that it's in my position. But I will say that, number one, the most important thing is still go for a new launch EC if you can, okay? If you cannot, you go for a BTO. But today, I look at the BTO prime housing, like this housing, that housing, that housing, right? I still will say that I will go for a standard BTO. I will not go for plus, I will not go for prime. Okay, so my reasons are very simple. First of all, if you look at your age today, okay, the best age to buy into a new launch EC or BTO is around 25 years old. Okay, so that's the reason why. Because if you buy in at 25 years old, you wait 3 to 5 years for the thing to build. You have to stay MOP another 5 years. that is 35 years. So when you're at 35 years old, so you buy at 25 years old, 35 years old you can sell. So at 35 years old, when you sell and you buy, you still get to get a max loan tenure, which is 30 years. You still can achieve 30 years loan tenure. You go back to a HDB or whatsoever, you still can achieve 25 years. So the idea is, once you buy a new launch EC, is either you decouple, buy another one, or you sell, you buy a bigger one, whatever, we still want to utilize the max loan tenure, because that's the way to increase our loan amount so that we can reinvest again. So I think that's one very important point. So if today you are at 25, you buy a BTO flat, let's say you didn't follow what I say, you go and buy a prime, or you go and buy a I don't know whether Plus got 10 years or not, but if you buy something that is 10 years MOP, to me it's a big issue. Why? Because if you buy at 25, you wait for it to build, finish, you stay 10 years, you are around 38, 39 already. So you lose about 4 years of loan tenure. Instead of 30 years loan tenure, right, your loan tenure will go to about 25 years. So this is not a very perfect plan. So over here, we want to talk about perfect plan. So if we go for EC, right, it's the best bet. 9 years. 9 years, so I buy at 26, I still can achieve 25. I still can achieve 35 years old. If I cannot, I rather buy the standard BTO flats. Because if I start buy the standard BTO flats, I walk down the road, I still can achieve 35 years old. So I think this is a very important way. If today you cannot find a spouse, okay, so some people, they prefer to be alone, they cannot find a girlfriend, or they got too many girlfriends, they don't know which one to choose, then they cannot get married, ma. When they cannot get married, they cannot buy a BTO flat, or they cannot get an EC. But let's say you cannot get these two things and you still have the money, you can go and buy private property. But if you walk the private property route, you have to understand that to go back to the HDB route or the BTO route, you will have to handle the 30 months ruling, which is about 2.5 years. Means after you sell off, then 2.5 years later, then you can go and invest in another HDB, a BTO flat, or you can find a girlfriend and buy a new EC. So actually, it really depends on what kind of direction you are going. So if you can find a girlfriend, of course, I tell you, the government is very direct. If you can find a girlfriend, you can get married, you can have babies. That's what the government wants. So that's why the government is giving you the privilege of enjoying this beautiful moment. If you can get married, then go and get a EC if you can afford it. If not, get a BTO, but try not to go for Plus or Prime. Go for those that have 5 years MOP, because that will actually give you the whole succession plan, which I told you that you can still take a loan tenure of 30 years when you reach the age of 35. But you have to remember one thing, if today you are not like 25, 26, let's say you are already 30, 32, I would actually suggest you to buy, if you still can buy a new launch EC, go buy the new launch EC. If you cannot, you cannot wait. Actually, 30, 32, if you realize, if you were to wait for EC, I think EC is worth waiting, because EC, you wait already, you keep. I feel that the value is better than a BTO flat. So this is just my personal opinion. This is how I see it through statistics. In the future, we're talking in the future. Of course, I don't want to take the past examples. But if you look at it this way, if you buy a new launch EC at 30, you may lose the 30 years loan tenure later. Because if you take 4 or 5 years to build and you stay 5 years, you may be 40. But at least at that time, you still own a private property. Okay, so that's very important. So hopefully at age of 30, when you buy an EC, you need to be able to afford a 3-bedder EC. But nowadays, also never build 2-bedder really. So definitely you'll get a 3-bedder EC. But at the age of 30, I actually don't suggest you to go and get a BTO already. Because if you want to upgrade from a BTO later to a private property again, then you will lose 5 years. Because if you buy on 30, you wait for it to build, let's say 4 years, that's 34, then 5 years MOP, that's already 39. So I actually don't encourage. So if you are, if you cannot afford a new launch ECR, rather you go and get a resale flat and take the resale grant. If you can take the resale grant, take the resale grant. If your income at 30 plus, you get married, you exceed the grant eligibility, then please don't go back and take a HDB flat already. Keep the grant eligibility for next time. Okay, keep the grant eligibility for next time. Just go straight to the private property. So this one, right, will turn back to those customer that I say that if you are single and you cannot find a girlfriend, right, if your income is really very, very high, and you know that you cannot go and buy a new launch EC, you cannot go and buy a BTO, you're not eligible, okay, then you are correct. Start early with a private property and only end with a BTO or end with a new launch EC. That's later on when you're older, when you're retiring, your income drop, you can still use this privilege. Okay, you still can use this privilege. So keep it for the future. So these are some of the plans that is very different from last time. So some people may think that buying a BTO last time, everybody is 5 years MOP. So there's nothing much to think about. But this time buying a BTO, it can be 10 years MOP. So this is something to reconsider your investment direction. Okay, so that's it for today's video. The video is a little bit short, but I just want to give an idea to the young Singaporeans on some of their decisions lah, because the decisions made today and the decision made 5 years late, 5 years ago, 8 years ago, where we buy house, there was no plus and prime housing. So to us, it's very simple. So that's it for today's video. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in next episode, and bye bye.